We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's Todd Pyro.
Traveling on the road, diners in Orlando, Miami. I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. Really manly. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. I know you all view me as an erudite and scholarly individual. That has nothing to do with the conversation.
All right, Todd Pyro, Fox and Friends, joining us this morning. And I assume you had that on speakerphone again, so anybody around you could hear that open?
There's nobody here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they've abandoned me. Everybody's focused on other things like impeachment,
yes,
Super Bowls, and I have the entire office all to myself.
So very nice.
I'll be renting out space for these next 2 weeks, and it'll be good.
Because you'll be renting out space because you're going to probably be on the road, right?
I am headed out. I just got the text from my producer. Carl will be here to pick me up in an hour.
Ah, nice. And, where are they sending you, by the way?
We are going to Florida, and we're shooting a story there that's going to be really interesting on how they keep the Super Bowl secure. Really looking forward to that. That's going to be an awesome, awesome shoot and an awesome, awesome story. But while we're down there, tomorrow morning, we're going to be doing a diner in and around the Jupiter area, the Lighthouse Diner in the Jupiter, Florida area. And we're going to interview people about, you guessed it, impeachment and probably a little Davos, but you know, mostly what you think of the procedure so far. It is beginning like a normal trial, BS in the beginning. So I don't know how much trial we're going to get underway on day one, but nevertheless, people will still have opinions about it.
Oh, sure they will. And of course, what we know right now, Todd, correct me if I'm wrong here, but they're going to get, the way the rules are set up right now, the Democrats will get 24 hours. So in other words, I assume 2 days to give their side of it. And then the White House would get an equivalent amount of time after that. So the first 4 days, there wouldn't be even any talk of witnesses. We're just going to hear them expound on why they either think he's innocent or guilty.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and boy, who doesn't love a Saturday trial? Am I right, America?
No kidding.
You're right. They're going to do the 12-hour days there, and then the discussion, the potential vote on witnesses is next week. I keep on hearing quick, quick, quick. Everybody's saying this is going to be quick, but we will see.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. So you cool, though. We really haven't talked about the Super Bowl. Do you have a dog in this fight?
You know, I don't want to offend now that I have a national platform, but I mean, let's be realistic. Is there anybody listening and watching our show in San Francisco? So go Chiefs!
That is the truth, isn't it? Yeah, we're all rooting for the Chiefs here, and I told Denise this morning, who's been a Chiefs fan for a while now, that I saw that Pat Mahomes' jersey is the best-selling NFL jersey right now.
And it's awesome. He is just something else to watch. I mean, he's fun, and I just feel like when I watch him and when I watch a lot of the Chiefs, it's just, this is the way the game is supposed to be played. It's supposed to be a game by kids. Obviously, they're getting paid like very, very well-paid adults, but I just enjoy watching them, and you know, I hope the rest of the nation enjoys watching them when the Super Bowl is on Fox on Sunday, February 2nd.
Yeah, they give you a little extra to throw those pitches in like that.
That's right.
Yeah,
the money just trickle down from the vents. But yeah, I'm all in for the Chiefs, and that's not just because I do this show with you guys. The Chiefs are one of those innocuous teams to people like me in the Northeast. You know, they've never offended any of our teams, so go Chiefs.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, I wonder. You're going down there to do a piece on security, and I mean anything these days that's heightened, particularly around, you know, what's happening with Iran and some of this other stuff. Is that
right?
Kind of what it's focusing on? Is there going to be stepped up security this year?
You know, I don't know what the focus is going to be. I've been working this story with an old colleague of mine from my first job in Palm Springs, California. In fact, and now he has the job of running the PR stuff down there for in Miami, of all places. So I've been working this well before the Iran stuff really took center stage, but that's an excellent question. If you want to give me some more questions, we can just spend the entire rest of this interview having you do my job for me, which, you know, that came out a little curt. I really want you to do my job.
I'd be happy to do that for you. I could step in and do a little TV again if I needed to. I could dust off the old skill set.
But it's going to be a great – we got a lot of fun aspects of the show. I don't want to ruin it. You know, I always, like, beat around the bush when I come on here and say, like, I've got a great story, but I can't tell you about it. So it's going to be good.
You know, speaking of football, I did a little off the subject here, but it's the Aaron Hernandez documentary. Did you see any
Everybody's
of that?
Everybody's talking about
Have
it.
Have you seen that?
I have not. You know, part of me is like, we sort of lived it. I was a reporter in Connecticut when it was happening. And Key is a Connecticut guy, Bristol, Connecticut, 10 minutes away from the station where I worked and the place where I lived, and obviously the home of ESPN. But I've heard, regardless of that, this is something to behold. You have to watch this.
Well, yeah, it's sort of like a train wreck. You can't not watch. And at the end of it, I was talking to this with one of our sports guys yesterday. At the end of it, you can't help but to walk away thinking, you know, I just watched this whole documentary and all it was about was what was to blame for what he did. And at the end of the piece, not to ruin it for anybody, they talk a lot about CTE and these brain injuries that are affecting a lot of these NFL players. But Hernandez was showing signs of violence a lot sooner in life than a brain injury from football.
Yeah, far be it from me not being a doctor and not having examined the patient in this case, obviously, Hernandez, to say that CTE wasn't a factor. But like you said, this individual demonstrated a lot of, let's call them, non-Boy Scout tendencies. Prior to this, you know, he was involved with gangs well before CTE was even something that was in the discussion. Because, you know, when he was a player in Connecticut, it's not like he was getting hit. He was so good, he was just running over everybody. So, yeah, you raise a really good point.
Todd, you covered a tragic story on Fox and Friends this morning about the story yesterday, one of the two, about the cruise ship. I was talking
to
Denise
on Daily
that.
Briefing with Dana Perino. Oh, you know, look, as a lawyer, I get it. You have to lawyer, and you have to sort of present both sides of the case, and oftentimes that makes it uncomfortable, and it's made it uncomfortable. That is your job as a lawyer, as uncomfortable as it is, and so to present the evidence of the grandfather allegedly, according to the video, doing what he did, which is dangle the little girl over for upwards of 30 seconds before tragically she slipped. Again, this is all claimed in the video. And obviously we haven't independently verified the video, so let's keep all that in mind, but just horrible. You know, the flip side of that is you have a family undergoing, you know, the worst thing that a family could undergo. So, but I mean, unfortunately that's how the American jurisprudence system works. And, it's uncomfortable when these videos come to light.
Yeah. And you know, for people who forgot the details of that story, the family's allegation was that that somehow the cruise ship was to blame because the window was left open and the grandpa didn't know that. But this video seems to counteract that, contradict that. So it should be interesting to see where this thing goes down the road.
I feel like we've gone to negative town during this entire 11-12 minute interview. Is there something more fun we can talk about? Can we just have a segment? Can you make me a stinger that says puppies? Just like puppies.
Sure we can. You have a dog story?
This is
no,
Mark's
I have no
producer,
dog story. Though. I just want the stinger that says puppies.
Todd, this is Mark's producer, Trisha, and you
Trisha.
By far are the most I don't want to say demanding guest when it comes to these stingers.
Go ahead,
he raised
say it.
The bar by giving him such a good intro, so just, it's not really Todd's fault.
I just thought he'd be. I thought this would be enough. The.
Ooh, that is.
You know,
no. T-shirt gate is pretty good. You know what? Forget puppies. Whenever we reach a point of these interviews, these segments, when we get a little too serious, I don't care what we're in the middle of talking about. Can you please just push that? And it'll get us back to fun.
T-shirt gate.
Amazing.
Nice.
Great. Okay. Well, as long as,
like
as long as we're on the same page. Thanks, Todd.
Well, you know,
forget
Todd.
The puppies.
Because of your demanding job and the fact that you have a private car on the way to pick you up and whisk you off to your next assignment, we'll let you go, buddy.
Private car. Yeah, I mean, I can't lie. It really is a private car. It makes me sound like I'm a Rockefeller here.
I mean, seriously, it's like a limo with all the liquor bottles in the back and all that stuff. That's fun.
No, it's a car. It's a $28 car to LaGuardia Airport.
I think they call that an Uber.
Yeah, that'd save them some money, wouldn't it? All right. Hey, buddy, have fun down in Florida. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll do it. Next week's the week that we got to really push for the Chiefs.
Yeah, yes. That's true.
We got to get the entire nation involved.
We'll work on it. We appreciate it. We'll see you, Todd.
I love
Thanks.
It.